This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
On a fake, looking downfield, letting it rip. DJ Moore's down there, and it's intercepted by Avontae Maddox in the end zone. Maddox played it better, and he's got the pick for Detroit.
The ball snapped. They're trying to go for a fringe shot. I mean, they're trying to get all this in one play. DJ Moore's the primary receiver. And in this situation, because the corner is underneath it and the safety's over the top, there's not much of a place for Caleb to throw it. He's trying to thread the needle, but Avontae Maddox playing center field just beats DJ to the ball. So that is just great team defense. A corner working together with the safety creates that turnover.
So Tom Brady was careful in how he said it. Avontae Maddox beats DJ to the ball. Ben Johnson, after the game, asked about that INT, just said he thought Avontae Maddox made a great play. Alex Kuhn, what did you say that Caleb said in reference to that play? He did not say that he made a bad throw.
It was more like he was trying to give his guy a chance.
Just trying to give DJ a chance. When we had Kurt Warner on after the Green Bay game on the Saturday night that was won by the DJ Moore catch, Kurt was so beautiful, I thought, talking about the way a deep ball can work, where you throw it up there and then the receiver adjusts and tries to time it out and such. I certainly felt watching that play and that interception that DJ Moore could have made more of an effort to get to that spot, maybe jump up in the air, use some guagi, up and get it.
So you think he could have caught it?
I don't know that he could have caught it.
Because I was thinking, I thought you were kind of saying he could have been a defender more so on that play.
That would have been good too. You don't just leave it out there for the defender over the top of you to run over and make the play. Give it a shot to try and make the catch, but maybe you will then pivot to a defender. I know I'm not the only one who had that impression watching that play.
That is 2nd and 4 at the 38-yard line, and he is hip-to-hip with his defender. Now, I personally do not think that DJ Moore could have caught that ball. I thought that was a great play by the defender, but when you're hip-to-hip like that, you tackle him, and it goes to 2nd and 19 from the 48. You still have a chance to get points out of that. And it just got me thinking, if you're in a playoff situation like that and you take a shot, you cannot have an interception in a situation like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like The gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Can't. You also have to trust that your guy's going to do his part to back you up and help you out. And I just, I did not see enough of an effort on that ball from DJ for me. And as we just talked about at the end of the first segment, like, you know, in Ben's vision and what's going to happen with this offense and what's going to happen with this roster in the offseason, it's like, has there been enough from DJ where you're like, yeah, I think maybe they'll move on from DJ and go with some of the younger guys?
I'm not sure that they can. And I know that we keep ending up in this space of looking at DJ and being like, hey, why don't they do more with DJ? But until Rome establishes that he's going to be healthy, I think Luther Burden has been like, hey, I'm a guy.
I'm a real dude. I'm a dude
that can make some plays.
But you know how it goes in the draft, too. They'll take another one.
Sure.
4, 5, 6 rounds, something like that. They'll definitely take another one.
They can do that. I wouldn't move on from him just because. I mean, you better have a good idea. Like, hopefully that, you know, Rome was jumping up and down on the sideline yesterday, so hopefully he's like good to go, like that stress fracture isn't bothering him, and he and Caleb can get back on the page they were on early in the season, where it was like those first couple of games where Rome's got 4 touchdowns and you're feeling great about it. I'm still waiting for him to take that next step forward.
For sure.
Because I feel like I've seen the next step forward happen with Colston Loveland and with Luther Burden, and I can see that it's in there with Rome. But I'm waiting for it to consistently be a thing where he is number one on the scouting report. And right now, I can't say that that's the case. If I'm a defensive coach, I am trying to figure out ways to stop the matchup nightmare that is Colston Loveland. I think that he has already turned into what they thought he could be.
Dude. His route,
when they drafted him.
Ben said it in postgame yesterday that Colston has worked so hard and picked up so much, and his route tree has grown because of it. He was used more yesterday than any offensive skill player. He was on the field in terms of snap counts more than anyone other than the offensive line and Caleb Williams. Colston Loveland was out for 50 snaps. That's 91% of the snaps.
As he should be.
It's like a great tight end I had, a little mini Gronk.
Called him a mini Gronk! And because he respected that Loveland like is fighting out there, trying to block as best he can. And then in terms of what he can do, lined up all over the place, the route tree has grown.
He's a problem. There's a couple other things that caught our ear yesterday and that we wanted to share with you and discuss a little bit. Tom Brady, I thought, did a really good job of kind of giving it to the Bears, but not giving it to them. This was him talking about how he felt like Dan Campbell got the best of Ben Johnson.
Welcome to the booth, Tom Brady. I'm Kevin Burkhardt. And it's interesting. The Lions have changed their tune on defense. They're playing all zone.
Yeah, Lions usually play about 40% man coverage. So think about what Ben Johnson was planning for all week in his scheme, in the way that he's drawing up his route concepts. And all of a sudden, the Lions, with obviously nothing much to lose, they adjust their play style, all of his zone coverage. And so far, the Bears' offense has just been, you know, very much out of rhythm.
Interesting. So with playing with nothing to lose. So you think Ben thought that Detroit wasn't going to adjust in game plan specifically and try and win this game? We're just going to show up?
I can't imagine, considering how well he knows the whole thing about grit and was a part of it, I can't imagine that he didn't think that they were going to – they were just going to lie down.
Like
that,
change it up.
There was no way that that was going to be the case. And I listened to I watched Dan Campbell this morning, and he's an emotional guy. Like, his emotions are pretty close to the surface. And he got kind of emotional talking about how hard he felt like his guys played and how he's trying to explain to them the whole playoff thing, how much it hurts to not be there, that there's a party going on and that they're not going to be a part of it. And yet – his guys went out there and played hard.
Yeah, they did.
Yesterday in another game when they had nothing to gain from it.
So that was Brady on Campbell and the defense maybe out-scheming Johnson and the offense. Jaquan Brisker, when talking about the Bears defense after the game yesterday, seemed to call out his own coaches.
Jalen said that they kind of used their strength against you, getting a lot of stuff in the middle of the field, their offense against your defense. Why were they able to get away with that so easily?
I mean, we're playing a whole bunch of man today. No help in the middle. A lot of, picks, rubs. You know, really they schemed us up, and, you know, we just had to do a better job covering. Yeah, they just got us in the right call. They just out-schemed us, really. Just be honest.
Oh, man. We played a lot of man today. They did picks and rubs. They out-schemed us, to be honest. How'd Dennis Allen feel hearing that?
Probably not great.
Whether Dennis Allen's here next year or not, that'll be an early Ben's vision, I think, at safety position.
Oh, that safety shot. Yeah, I know. I spent some time yesterday thinking about the draft needs. I got that, but you know we're not going to do it today.
You can never go wrong. You got to draft defensive ends and corners.
Yeah. And maybe a couple other spots. Safety eventually? Maybe you think about that?
I would start with defensive ends and corners.
I would as well. But I would also consider defensive tackle and some other things.
But I would start with defensive ends
and corners. Yeah, that seems to be a good call.
Yeah.
Safety eventually.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Anyway, Brisker on being out-schemed. Oh, business, man.
Yeah.
I got to say... did you guys watch the Seattle and San Francisco game on Saturday night? You guys watch that Seahawks defense?
No.
It seemed pretty good.
They were flying around a little bit.
So the difference between the Seahawks defense in San Francisco and the Bears defense in San Francisco is 35 points.
You mean a defensive line that can get pressure and a secondary that could cover?
Yeah, the secondary that can cover part, they also tackled. Like every time a Niner got the ball, they were hit and tackled and brought down to the ground. Every single time. It was like, oh my God, what is going on here?
Do you realize what the Niners messed up? Their last two games were at home.
Oh, I know.
Had they won, they get a week off, and then they do not have to leave. They would have spent 2 months at home without having to get on a plane.
I know. All the kids, all the guys with kids could have taken their kids to school, daycare.
Maybe that's not what they wanted. Maybe a little road trip's good for morale. You know what I mean?
God, she asked me to do another grocery run. Can you believe that? I'm in the playoffs.
They're talking about it all the broadcasts. Look, the Niners don't have to go anywhere. All the wives and girlfriends know it.
Interesting. George Kittle is just completely laying down on the play. That's surprising.
He doesn't want to go back to Trader Joe's. He hates that he forgot something on the list and he has to go back.
Oh, my God. She wants that movie theater popcorn in the red bag. She loves that
stuff. She loves it.
My God.
To go back to what we heard Tom Brady say about Dan Campbell out-scheming the Bears. Here's what Ben had to say about the simpler offensive game plan. He clarified it today.
We ended up going into that one wanting to play fast, and we knew that their defense created a lot of multiplicity, and so we wanted to be sound, and because of that we had a little bit less shifts and motions going into that game plan than what we've had probably since the bye week. And that's really what the simpler game plan was talking about.
Oh, okay. So he's talking about motions and such.
Yeah.
Keeping everything else simple.
Yeah, and maybe that makes you easier to key defensively. Mm-hmm. If you're the Lions, because you're not having to worry about some of the shifts in motions.
It's a big, big deal. Maybe. It absolutely.
Did he want, you know, cut down on the pre-snap penalties? Because they still got those regardless.
Yeah, they
had more of them.
I think that's been the one real problem that they have not fixed.
Yeah, no, I think he's really confirming what we talked about at the top. Like, he didn't want to add too much to their mental plate. I get it. Don't have you learn a whole bunch of new shifts and motions because we're in the playoffs and we've won the division and everything like that. Don't want to overload you, but that can lead to this subtlety that makes you feel a little flat. I think it can absolutely lead to that. I'm imagining Trent Williams like, I could be here for the next 6 weeks, huh? In San Fran? Nah, let me see. Oh, yeah, I'm still hurt.
Oh, I'm still hurt.
Still
coach.
Hurt. I can't go, coach. I'm sorry about that.
I think if Trent Williams stood up and said, I don't want to be here for a month, you're like, okay, you got it, Trent.
Right, got it, Trent.
Trent, anything you need.
Whatever it takes, big fella.
It's all good by us.
I will tell you, and this will be something that we can touch on tomorrow and turn the page, but I kept thinking to myself after what happened to the Bears last week and understanding kind of the tree that Matt LaFleur is from, I kept going, you know, if he could build a hybrid between what Detroit was able to do this week and what the 49ers were able to do last week. And I know he doesn't have the same personnel. That could be problematic for the Bears defensively.
Yeah, so you're saying that Jaden Reed running shallow crosses could be difficult to cover?
Yes, I am saying that.
Come on, Kyler. Let's go, Kyler.
We talked about it last week. I figured that this is what they were doing, that Kyler would have a chance to play. And now he needs to be every bit of Spider-Man, because I think it would be almost impossible for C.J. Gardner-Johnson to play the way that he looked yesterday. That was terrifying.
Yes.
Like, plus, it's under 7 days.
Yes.
So he's definitely going to be in there.
Well, and Ben was asked about C.J. and concussion protocol. He said, oh, yeah, that's a full week. That's a full week. And he was asked, is Kyler coming back? And he said, quote, that's the hope. Unquote.
That's the hope.
Pressure's on your highly paid Spider-Man nickel to come back and help you out.
The pressure is on him, and the pressure is on your training staff. One, to get him ready, and two, to be honest with me. Like, don't have me go out there and now I'm playing with 45 guys. Don't have that be a thing in a playoff game. Either he's up or he's down, and I need to know Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I need to know, is he up or down? Don't mess around with this stuff that's happening on the field. We're going to work them out on the field,
yeah.
You know, before the game.
You hear that tone, training staff? You hear Lawrence Holmes right there? He means business.
I do.
I heard that tone right there.
I take that type of stuff pretty seriously.
Yeah, I can tell.
You had two guys tap out before a game,
yeah.
And it left you short. Don't like that. Yeah. I need an answer before we get onto the field.
You sound a little like Mike Tomlin when you talk like that. Got some.
He is
none of your businesses. Respectfully,
he is my number one coach that I would like to play for. Number two would be Dawn Staley, but
we do not care.
he and Dawn sitting there together. Neither of them care.
She's a Philly fan, though.
Is she?
Yeah, big time.
I think you just want to hang out with Dawn Staley.
She's dope.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you want to hang out with Dawn Staley?
Hmm.
Like, she's dope. I don't know if I can afford her because she's got like the best clothes in the business. Like, her style is, I can't match that. Tomlin, I can match because he too is a fan of vests and quarter zips.
You know, I can't give you all the ingredients to the hot dog. You might not like it.
That's true. I'm glad I don't know the ingredients to the hot dog. I watched that once on How It's Made.
No,
actually, it was bologna that I watched. They started to do bologna. I was like, you know, I'm going to turn this off.
I want you to tell me more about this Mr. Pibb and Dr.
Dude.
Pepper thing.
I will. Later in the week. Roy Wood Jr. got me going. And there's a whole... I've gone on a deep dive on the Mr. Pibb, Dr. Pepper battles. I know far too much about this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.